This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, my book's number one again, Trump Rules. And boy, if Trump takes this election, is it going to be number one for the next 5 years? It's getting dicey out there. I'm telling you, Rudy Giuliani has a new tweet out that says Georgia has been stolen. We now see that. It's a fact. And then Sidney Powell has a tweet out that says break. Now, Sidney Powell's the attorney, right? She says the most outrageous things as if she knows the election was stolen and she could prove it was stolen and nobody else thinks it but her. But I want you to hear her tweet. I just want you to know what she just tweeted out. Breaking news. According to White House aides, President Trump intends to declare martial law tomorrow evening during a press conference. Buckle up, folks. My mouth's open. I don't know what to say. Sidney Powell is Trump's right-hand woman, right? She's not part of the legal team because she's her own legal team. But she's a powerhouse and a famous lawyer and General Flynn's lawyer and a brilliant lawyer. And here she is saying literally today, according to the White House aides, President Trump intends to declare martial law tomorrow evening during a press conference. Buckle up, folks. I don't know. I'm not going to say much more. I'm just going to tell you that based on what I saw as I was in the White House for 3 hours yesterday, I will say that I have the impression something huge is going on. I have the impression it involves Donald Trump. I have the impression it involves him being in a very wild mood. And I have feeling something big was going to happen. And he's not going to accept this. He's not going to accept this sitting down. They stole the election, and that means they've stolen America because, as Joel Gilbert said, they're going to open the borders, they're going to tax us to death, they're going to lock us down for COVID and destroy all our businesses. He can't allow this. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Sidney's right. Maybe Sidney's wrong. I've never led you on this show. I tell you my own doubts. I never tell you I'm positive, I'm sure. There is no sure. There is no positive. I can't guarantee you that Sidney Powell's right. Sidney Powell last week was in a big fight with the Trump campaign, right? They literally said, she's out. She's not part of our team. And she said, hey, no big deal. I was never part of their team. The fact is I'm raising money for the legal defense team, and Trump's raising money. We have to keep the two separate. So they had to say that. So is that true? I don't know. I don't know who's telling the truth, but I do know this. I do know this. I promised you that if there's anybody who could do this and pull it off, it's President Trump, but that the odds were against him. And I stand by that assessment. The odds are still very much against him. Everyone I spoke to at the White House was in a foul mood. Everyone I spoke to at the White House thought this thing is over. I had the impression something big was brewing because of something I saw at the White House. That's all I'm going to say. I told you that they try and take Christmas away from us. I told you that. Anthony Fauci on Christmas, don't travel, don't congregate together. This is him appearing on MSNBC. How do you explain, Dr. Fauci, that no one gives a flying F what you think anymore? No one listens to a word any of you say. Not only was my flight packed today coming to Vegas, but then finally, when we landed, everybody got up. What does everyone do when a plane lands? They all get up. They get their bags. They stand there. They wait. We're all 1 inch from each other. There's no social distancing. And what does the stewardess say? The flight attendant. Excuse me. It's sexist to call them stewardesses. The flight attendant. What does the flight attendant say? Ladies and gentlemen, please socially distance. You must socially distance. And Southwest Airlines is asking you to socially distance and only let the first 10 aisles leave, and then you get up. The rest of you sit, and then you get up. Guess what everybody did? They completely ignored what she said, and we all were right next to each other like cattle, 1 inch away from each other. And we left the plane together. Everybody got up at once. Nobody did row run through 10. Everybody got up. You know, I don't know how to explain this. We're a nation of independent-minded mother truckers. We don't give a flying flip about rules. Isn't that in our blood? Isn't that what America is? Didn't we throw the tea in the harbor? Didn't we tell the world's biggest power, Britain, to go F themselves? Didn't we tell them to go F themselves? The most powerful army in the world, and we pulled out our pants and we mooned them. We mocked them. And we dared them to come to America and take us on. And then they beat us for 7 years. And we won the war with one late surge by General George Washington, who surprise attacked them and crossed the river at night. And won and routed them. And that was it. After 7 years of losing and losing and losing, we won. By the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it didn't wind up on the cutting room floor. I believe that story's in my book, Trump Rules. But I can't remember if it went on the cutting room floor or not. You know, if the editors decided they didn't want it or not. But I gave the story of George Washington because, I talk about all the great stories of failure in America's history. And we failed, and that's how the country was founded. We failed and failed and failed, and then all of a sudden, boom, we won. So Trump is like that. He loses, loses, loses. You think it's over, then he wins. And I have days where I think it's over, then I have days where I think we're going to be okay. Today's one of my days where I think we're going to be okay. I really do think we're going to be okay. But we'll see. The odds are against us, that's for sure. And if you listen to the media, which is always a mistake, there are no odds. It's just over. Trump lost. But as I pointed out on Newsmax TV, and as I pointed out to Dr. Gorka, the bookmakers don't think Trump lost. They haven't paid out any money to the Biden people. The Biden people are angry. And they haven't collected any money from the Trump people. 99% of all bookmakers around the world have not declared the election yet, that there was an official final. But, you know, we're a country of just rebels, man. A country of rebels who don't listen to authority. Who give the middle finger to King George. And gave the middle finger to Hitler. Gave the middle finger to every war we've ever fought. And every bully in the world. Mussolini and Hitler and whoever the person who ran Japan was. I can't remember what their name was at the time. I don't know. Who's the premier of Japan? I don't even remember. There was no one person we hated in Japan. We just hated the whole damn country and dropped an atomic bomb on them. But unlike Hitler and Mussolini, there was no one leader that we all talked about 24 hours a day. But we certainly gave the middle finger to Japan and to Germany and to Mussolini and Italy. And we've given the middle finger our whole lives to every country that ever screwed with us. How about the Barbary pirates, the Muslims of Libya, who were... Hirohito, I know that name means nothing to me. See, I never thought that it was a big name. Hirohito was not a big... You could go back to World War II, 1941 to 45. The Emperor of Japan, but I'm telling you, you go back to 41 to 45. People mentioned Hitler, people mentioned Mussolini. Nobody ever mentioned Hirohito. They mentioned just... All right. Well, in any case, we gave the middle finger to all of them. And we're just a country of rebels who don't listen to authority. So why would I listen to Dr. Fauci? Why would I listen to Garcetti, the mayor of L.A.? Lock yourself in. Don't walk. Don't ride. Don't ride a bike. Don't drive a car. Don't take a trip. And meanwhile, I'm on an airplane flying back from a party at the White House. It's a full plane jam. And nobody's listening to anything the stewardess is saying. Excuse me, flight attendants. I do that on purpose. You understand that, right? Because I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what you think about sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia. You're all such freaking pussy cats. I guess I'm not allowed to say the real word, right? Is that word allowed on radio? Can I call someone a pussy cat? No. All right, so you're a pussy cat. That's what I could say. You're a pussy cat. You're all pussy cats. You're snowflakes. My God, this country is in such trouble if Biden's the president. Look at the people he just named to his economic council. They're all communists who worked for Obama and destroyed our economy for 8 years. But Gavin Newsom imposes stay-at-home order for California regions especially Orange County, which is so conservative, right? He's trying to ruin everyone's life. Stay at home. Stay at home. Let's see. When a region has moved to stay at home, these are to be closed. Bars, wineries, personal services, hair salons, and barber shops. The only things that can be stay open are schools with a waiver, which happens to be every private school that his kids go to, critical infrastructure, retail with 20% capacity, and restaurants only takeout and delivery. All non-essential travel is temporarily restricted statewide. Now, you explain to me how this is different than King George. These people think they own us, and they could tell us where to go and what to do, because there's a flu out there, a flu germ. Screw you. Middle finger, F you. How about the L.A. mayor? He's worse than even Gavin Newsom. The L.A. mayor bans unnecessary walking as part of his new COVID-19 restrictions. Eric Garcetti issued a new emergency order, locking down the entire Los Angeles, banning unnecessary travel on foot. You don't think these people are insane? You know what this is? Listen to me. Listen carefully. Do you remember Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals? It was dedicated to Satan, the devil. It's what every Democrat uses as their playbook. And the number one rule is look in the mirror, whatever you see, whatever crime you're committing, blame the other guy. They blamed us for stealing the election. It was Russian foreign interference, Russian collusion. Trump stole it. They were the ones who stole it, and Trump beat a fixed election in 16. And then they spent 4 years screaming about foreign interference and fixed elections, and then they fixed the election, just like Saul Alinsky said. And now with COVID, it's the same thing. Don't you see what's going on? They want to lock you down and ruin your life and take your business away from you so they can run your life. Well, they're out partying and playing in restaurants and nightclubs themselves.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let's get back to this L.A. thing. I got to dig into L.A., Los Angeles, city of morons. Democrat Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, madman, issues a new emergency order that bans unnecessary travel on foot. City is near a devastating tipping point. Do you know, I read yesterday the tipping point. 40 people died of COVID. 40! It's a city, it's a county of 10 million! The biggest county in America, 10 million! And 40 people died yesterday. What? This is so absurd! But wait, how many of the 40 were over the age of 90, over the age of 100? I'm sorry, I don't want anyone to die. You know what the irony is? Liberals want to catch me saying, who cares if old people die? You'll never catch me saying that, because I'm the guy that was against Obamacare. Well, you idiots are for Obamacare. Do you know why you're for Obamacare? Obamacare literally says, literally, that old people have to die. We can't spend the money on them. That's the only reason you can afford universal government-run health care, is the old people have to die. So when you get to be 70, 80, 90, and you get a disease like cancer, we're not going to spend $1 million trying to save you. We're going to let you die. So I was fighting that. Doesn't that make me the good guy who likes old people? But on the other hand, when flu comes along, lots of old people die every year. When someone's 90, they're going to die of something. It's usually called old age. And I say go spend all the money you have to try and protect them. And hopefully, if you can, great. But there's no reason for the rest of us, when 40 people die in the entire city of Los Angeles of 10 million, you don't need everyone else to be locked in their home, unable to walk outside. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You realize what that would do to a person's psyche? You realize LA is a city of people with mental illness. They all go see their shrinks. You're locking them alone with themselves. They don't even have a husband or a wife. The whole city's filled with single people. The whole city's filled with people who are single because they're mentally ill and they can't live with someone else. I lived there. I know. I lived there 13 years. You don't think I know Los Angeles? Oh, my God. I met so many mentally ill women, I can't tell you. I was a single bachelor living the high life as an anchorman and host in the Hollywood Hills dating every actress in Los Angeles. I never met so many mentally ill broads in my entire life. Whacked out of their mind. Crazy. I'd go out with them for one date and just come home and laugh, call my friends on the phone in New York and tell them what whacked out crazy women I just met. And I never call them again. They're all crazy. They're like wicked witches. Crazy people. The entire Los Angeles is whacked out of their minds. So no man wants any of these women. Well, they don't want to have sex with them, but no man ever wants to marry any of them. So all of them are single. They're going to be single the rest of their lives. They're divorced three times, or they've never been married because no man would ever walk down the aisle with them. The whole L.A. is filled with people like that. And the men are crazy, too, by the way. Don't think I'm picking on women. Lots of crazy men. So none of them are ever going to be married. So they're single. Now you're saying stay in your apartment all by yourself. Don't do anything. Don't call anyone. Don't go outside. Don't walk. You're not allowed to exercise. The gyms are closed and the parks are closed. What? That's what they're saying. So if you think that's not going to drive people to suicide, depression, drugs, alcohol, forget about it. As we say in New York, forget about it. The whole Los Angeles is done. Look at this. The order prohibits all travel, including without limitation, travel on foot, bicycle, scooter, motorcycle, automobile, or public transit. The order all residents living in the city to remain in their homes, forcing businesses that require in-person attendance to shut down. Gatherings that include individuals from more than one household are prohibited. The order has exceptions for a host of activities that allow you to go to church or synagogue if it's outdoors. And for those participating in an in-person outdoor protest while wearing a face covering, can you believe this? Can you believe this? So you're locked in your home, but you can protest. Do you see how mentally ill Garcetti is and all these crazy liberals? I put out a tweet yesterday. I think it's one of the most brilliant tweets I ever put out. I don't have it in front of me, so I'll paraphrase it. LA and the state of California had the strongest lockdowns perhaps in the world, right up there with any in the world, and they were the first to lock down in March. So if it works so good, how come everybody's sick now? If it works so good, why do they have to have another lockdown? And by the way, you make everyone wear masks. If it works so good, then why do they have to still wear masks and lock down? Evidently, none of it works. You stupid morons. Los Angeles County has some of the highest infection rates in the country. Maybe it's because so many people are homeless and they're pooing and peeing on themselves and sitting in it while they shoot up heroin. Could that be why? Your entire place is a disgusting, filthy, flea-infested, maggot-infested, cockroach-infested, rat-infested, horrible place to live because liberal Democrats are in charge and the taxes are too high and you let every illegal in the world in and they're all walking around homeless. The whole thing's a joke. You're disgusting. The people are ruined because of you liberal losers. Can't walk.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Moderna is confirming it will have about 20 million coronavirus vaccine doses for the United States by the end of the month. The number jumps to almost 125 million for the next 4 months, but for all of next year, the goal is to make up to 1 billion doses. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out a plan he believes will help tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
Where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, etc. It's a matter of, and I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask, just 100 days.
Biden speaking on CNN and not providing any scientific data to back up his assertion. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Yeah, Democrats are so right about everything. Carjackings up in Democrat-run Minneapolis, you know, the place where they're defunding the police, and all the police retiring, carjackings up 537%. Folks, I grew up in a rough town, in a rough neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. Everywhere I walked was danger, danger, danger. Everybody wanted to beat me up. Let me tell you something. You don't have cops, everybody kills everybody in bad neighborhoods. Not in rich neighborhoods. I've lived in rich neighborhoods since I got out of college, man. I've been a successful guy. Nobody ever does anything to anybody bad in a rich neighborhood. Especially a gated neighborhood. My God, nothing. Mayberry RFD. But you go to a rough neighborhood, you go to a low-income neighborhood, that's why it's not racist. It's positive to have lots of cops watching out in low-income, high-minority neighborhoods because the people you're protecting are mostly all black or black and Latino or black and illegal immigrants because they're the ones that the criminals prey on in those neighborhoods. Look what happens in Chicago. It's blacks killing blacks. Nothing but black-on-black genocide in Chicago, in Baltimore, in Detroit. It's unbelievable. Blacks killing blacks. So when cops were doing the stop and frisk in New York, all the crime went down to nothing. Why? Because they went where the crime was. They went to black neighborhoods, minority neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods. And they searched and they frisked. And guess what? They found drugs, they found guns, they found knives, and then there was no more crime. People were afraid to go out. Criminals were afraid to walk out with a gun or a knife because there were cops on every corner and they were going to frisk you if you looked like a dangerous dude. Oh, but they sued. It's racist. It's only happening in black neighborhoods. Yeah, we're going to go to Scarsdale and Great Neck and Beverly Hills and Summerlin and Las Vegas. We're going to go to Scottsdale, and we're going to just stop and frisk every hot blonde with high heels because they're the murderers in America, right? There's just no common sense on the left. Nobody ever has to fear a hot blonde in high heels walking towards them. You're not going to get mugged. Now, if you're a rich guy, you might have to fear they're going to marry you and take half your money. But nobody has to worry about being mugged. You don't have to worry about being mugged in a Jewish neighborhood, do you? I've never been mugged in my life in a Jewish neighborhood. Nobody with a yarmulke has ever mugged me, never threatened me. I never feared. Have you ever worried about five Asian guys walking towards you? No. You got to worry in low-income neighborhoods. Why? Because 98% of the people are great people. I know because while I was attacked numerous times in high school by very bad, evil people, I was also best friends with nothing but nice black kids. So almost everyone in a black neighborhood is nice, and a small percent prey on them. You got to go after them. So that's how they... My buddy, Bernie Kerik, the commissioner of New York, he didn't say, let's send them to black neighborhoods. He said, let's send them to high-crime neighborhoods. Where's all the crime? It just happens to be in minority, low-income neighborhoods. That's not racism. That's going, sending the police where the crime is to protect people in those neighborhoods. Common sense. Liberals have no common sense. That's why carjackings are up 500 in Minneapolis. And let me remind you of what a carjacking is. La-di-da-di-da, you're driving in your car. Your wife's driving in the car with your kids in the back. La-di-da-di-da, stop at a red light. La-di-da-di-da, life's good. La-di-da, change the channel. Nice music on. Let's change it to Christmas music. Ah! A man breaks the window, pulls your wife out by her gold chains, beats the crap out of her, kicks her in the face, breaks her face, and takes off with the car with your kids in the back. That's a carjacking. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that great? Now she's in the ground screaming and crying and bleeding in horrible pain, screaming, my kids are gone, my kids are gone, and there's a man driving away with her kids and her car. Carjacking is a really bad thing. You don't want carjackings to happen, let alone for them to be up 537%. You don't want that. You know why they're up 537%? Because really good people in blue uniforms with badges don't want to work for Democrats anymore. They don't want to be a cop in a Democrat town. Because A, you're taking away their immunity. B, you're trying to take away the funding. C, you're trying to get them thrown in jail for shooting at bad people. For defending their lives and your life, you want to put them in jail. That's what Democrats do. And that's why in Democrat cities all across America, every cop is now retiring who has the ability to retire. Because at any moment, a bad guy is going to come along who's vicious, who's horrible, who's scum of the earth, who's an animal, who's human garbage. And you got to shoot them dead before they shoot you, and you never get to see your wife and kids again. And when you shoot them dead, liberal activists say, send the policeman to jail, he murdered a good black man. No, he didn't. He murdered a piece of human garbage who was going to kill him, and he was never going to see his wife and children again. The fact that the man was black has nothing to do with it. Zero. As a matter of fact, studies prove there's almost zero shootings each year of innocent black men. There are far more shootings of unarmed white people than there are unarmed black people. And the black people in our shot, in almost every case, are attacking the police officer. So please don't tell me there's anyone that wakes up in the morning and says, I'm white, I'm going to go shoot a black person today. Because I'm a white cop and I just want to be in the headlines and have my life ruined and my family ruined and go to prison for the rest of my life and have my house burned to the ground. I don't think anybody wakes up saying that. So liberals have just ruined every city in this country, all the inner cities, and who pays for it? There's no white people in the inner cities. Do you understand that? Everyone in the inner cities is black or Hispanic. Or an illegal immigrant of some kind from somewhere. So they suffer because most of them are such nice people. Even the illegal immigrants, Wainwright's going to say that. They're not all bad. Many of them are very nice people. You know, they're gardeners and they're maids and they're bartenders and they're dishwashers and they're sweepers and janitors. And they're just nice people who came to America and they meant nice things. Well, guess what? That's what Jeb Bush said. But this is me and Jeb Bush is, I want to kick them all out. Because nice as they are, doesn't matter what your intent is, you don't belong in my country, and you have no right, they're all on welfare, and they're sucking up all the money of this country, and they're destroying our economy, and building up massive debt. And a large percentage of them are criminals who are in prison. Federal prisons are filled with illegal aliens who committed really bad crimes, like rape and murder and carjackings, etc., etc. So we don't want crime. You need more police, not less police. Democrats want less police. Matter of fact, they want no police. That's the insanity of Democrats. Here, let me try and find this article. I have so many articles here. It's hard to find them all. But there was an article about Ivy League librarians have banded together. And I don't know where the hell it is. Ivy League librarians have banded together to say that we got to get rid of all police in the United States of America. There could be no more law enforcement. They're all nuts. Everything Democrats stand for is nutty. Is nutty. I can't find it. I'll have it by the time we get back from the break. I'll have it for you. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll get to a caller. We've got JD waiting patiently. We'll get JD right after I mention the sponsor. X3 Exercise Bar. I use it every other day. I've worked out my whole life, you know, with weights. And when I have a weight day, I'll use weights for an hour. Now I only need 10 minutes a day with the X3 Exercise Bar. 10 minutes a day. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. This isn't perfect for my audience because my audience is mostly over the age of 50. And you don't know how to become Jack LaLanne or Popeye the Sailor Man. You don't know how to do that. You're not going to go to a gym for 3 hours and take steroids and develop big biceps. No, you're not. But how about 10 minutes every other day? It's 3 times more effective than weights. It's easily stored. It's small. Doesn't take up any space. It's portable. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. So get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. It's perfect for my audience. You want to work out 10 minutes every other day and get arms like Popeye? Next time you see me, I'm telling you, come up to me and squeeze my arms. My arms are like Popeye. I have arms like a stevedore because of the X3. 10 minutes every other day. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com, x3bar.com, promo code WAR. All right, JD on line one. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I wanted to let you know on Channel 8 Local News at 5 o'clock, they announced the proceedings that the GOP took regarding the 45,000 fraud votes that they showed evidence of today. And before you let me go, I'd like to ask you a question about the White House tour, if you had one.
But let me ask you, so what was the court rule? What did they say?
The judge sealed the evidence and said he will decide tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have no faith in a single judge in the entire state of Nevada. They're all liberals, deep state, D.C. swamp.
Well, no, there's some conservatives. Hopefully, this guy is a good guy. I don't remember his name. I looked him up. I think he's
Is he a Republican? Is he a Republican?
Well, they don't announce, you know, judges don't go by Republican or Democrat in this state. They're all non-political, supposedly, you know, but everybody.
So how do you know he's a good guy?
I looked up his background. I can't remember it. I did it a couple of weeks ago, and I think he's a good guy. I'm not sure.
You do know in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin, we've had rulings almost all by liberal judges, but occasionally it's a Republican judge, and they all rule against Trump, too. And they don't see any election fraud. They hear no evil, see no evil. They're all blind, just like the attorney general. They're all blind. They're all Sergeant Schultz. I don't trust any of these people. They're on the take. They've got money in a Swiss bank account. Come on. They're so bad, J.D., you can't trust. There's an honest person left that would overturn the Nevada election in the state of Nevada. People are so crooked. J.D., we'll grab you on the other side. We're going to a break. When we come back, we'll start with you, J.D., and finish up what you have to say and ask me about the White House when we get back. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, I met with John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can, too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercises. I'll share updates with you during my 88 days on the program. But in my first 3 weeks, I've already lost 19 pounds of fat. I am now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com, and click on the red button. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Just more of the pussy catification of America. I can't say it any other way on the air. Just more snowflake BS. Can you imagine? Chris Collingsworth is an NFL reporter for NBC. I love Chris. Chris is great. Chris Collingsworth facing backlash. What did he say? Did he say something horrible? Use a bad word? No, he said he was blown away by meeting two women with their incredible knowledge of football. He met two women walking around Pittsburgh Wednesday afternoon before the game and was blown away by their knowledge of football. And that offended so many women who were like, you think that women having knowledge of football blows you away? You are a sexist. You are a horrible person. And he had to apologize. Today on our broadcast, I made reference to a couple of women I met in Pittsburgh who so impressed me with their football knowledge, I wanted to tell their story on the air. I know the way I phrased it insulted many. I'm so sorry. What I intended as a compliment became an insult. I'm sick about insulting any fan, but especially female fans. I know firsthand how much harder they have to work than any of us in this industry. I was wrong, and I deeply apologize. Come on! He said, I met two women, and I'm blown away by how much they knew about football. That's a compliment! So sick of this. I'm so sick of it. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. See, there's a woman who sponsors this show, wonderful lady, John's wife, Chelsea Jubilee, what a great lady. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Let me tell you what their whole thing's about. Let me sum it up for you. Diets don't work, and they never have worked, and they never will work. They all work in the beginning, and then everybody loses after that. For the first week or two, the first month or two, diets work, and then after that, it fails. You cannot think about losing weight. You got to think about losing fat. First of all, you could actually lose weight because you're losing muscle. Then you look worse. You look flabby. You look too thin. But the key to his program is not about weight loss. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of living. This Energized Health way of living is amazing. And so I don't know. I don't really care how many pounds I've lost. Although, you know, when you walk on the scale, I guess I've lost about 8 or 9 pounds. But I've lost 23 pounds of fat. 23 pounds of inner body fat, and I'm not a fat guy. But everybody's got fat inside, on their organs, and on their tummy, and on their hips, etc., etc. 23 pounds gone. And my hydration is dramatically up, and my muscle is up. So don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. This is the perfect Christmas gift to give yourself. There are hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com. 100% money-back guarantee, A-plus rated, have helped thousands over 20 years. Now they're helping Wayne Root. Energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Give you all the details. How about to Andrew Paul, my producer? He's on it. I don't have it in front of me. I gotta remember tomorrow to put it in front of me. But I think he's lost like 12 or 13 pounds, and he was already skinny, but he's lost like 19 pounds of fat in his body, and then 12 pounds on the scale. And he was a skinny guy to begin with, but he said he'd gained a lot of weight, and people didn't notice it. He gained a lot of weight during COVID, you know, the COVID-15 as they call it, and so he just lost like 15 pounds, and he feels the best of his life. But the important thing isn't about, this isn't a diet, and there's no painful exercise. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass, or cut straight to the chase. 888-444-8895. You get 40% off telling them you're a fan of war. 40% off for being a listener to this show. 888-444-8895. Get in there now. She'll look great by New Year's. Energizedhealth.com. And by the way, you don't have to, you know, diet or anything like that for Christmas. He lets you eat whatever you want for Christmas. So go there now. Check it out. Great stuff. 888-444-8895. We'll jump back to JD. JD, you had a question for me.
Yeah, real quick. The federal population has between 28 and 33% illegals as of 2 years ago.
Amazing.
And I'm watching ABC. Amazing. ABC Nightly News, they mentioned Trump lost a case in Michigan, but they forgot about Nevada. I guess they don't know about it. No, I have been on a White House tour, and, you know, I saw limited amounts of things, what they let you, the red room, the blue room, and all. And I was wondering what areas you had gone through. Were you in the Oval Office, et cetera?
Yeah. So I wasn't on a White House tour. I was literally invited to the White House Christmas party. And,
yeah.
And by the way, it's not the only Christmas party. There'll be many of them because you can only let in, I think, about 100 people. Used to be like 500 people. Now it's 100. So the next few nights, there'll be like 200.
Were you able to walk around at all?
Yeah. I was all over the place. I was everywhere except the Oval Office. You're not allowed upstairs in his residence.
Oh.
But I was in every single other room.
No.
Yeah. If you look at my, see, you're not a Twitter guy. You got to go look at Twitter or Parler. All the pictures from my thing are all posted.
No.
Well, I put them all up. You can watch them all.
It's me and Cindy in every nice room.
We're in the Reagan, I don't know if they call it the Reagan room, but it's the room with Reagan's portrait. We're in the room with George Washington's portrait. We're in the room with Abraham Lincoln's portrait.
Right.
We're in the room with Eleanor Roosevelt's portrait. We're in the room with Jackie O's portrait. So, you know, we were in every room.
Have you ever been in the Lincoln bedroom?
No, never been in the Lincoln bedroom. You know, few people get that invite. No, I wish I got that invite.
I understand.
I've never stayed overnight in the
I envy you. I wish I could do that. That's great. I respect you, and I envy you for doing that. It's a great honor. And son of a gun, now all you need is Air Force One.
I'd love an Air Force One trip. But you know what? I'm hoping Trump overturns the election. I have 4 more years to get these things, Lincoln bedroom and Air Force One. You know, I've now had 3 visits to the White House in the last year. That's pretty cool. Hanukkah party, this Christmas party, and in between the Israeli-Arab peace treaty signing. So 3 White House visits in a year, and I could have been 5 because I was invited to both Hanukkah and Christmas last year, and I could have done Hanukkah and Christmas this year. I picked 1 because I'm not flying back and forth to Florida every week. I mean, to Washington every week. Pretty cool, but we'll hope we have 4 more years. I hope it's not over. I think Trump's the one guy who can make this happen, and I'm feeling better today about things. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. See you tomorrow.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.